Another 5-minute mystery. Today's story takes us to the showroom of Morris & Company, nationally famous jewelers. Jack Treacy, a detective of the local police, is talking to Officer Callahan. The time is a few minutes before 9 o'clock in the evening.
Well, fan me with a filet mignon, Callahan. That's just what burns me up. Boy, does that burn me up.
I know just how you feel about women, Treacy. But women do make good detectives sometimes. She's a private detective anyway. And Morris & Company hired her. So you don't have to feel that the chief insulted you. He couldn't help saying okay when he got that note from Morris.
Yeah, here's the note. It says, I feel in the light of what has happened that it'd be best to have another person to aid Treacy and Callahan in guarding the Marahani Diamond. I've contracted with Brownlow's to send over one of their best operatives, a young lady named Spencer. I'm writing this so that you may tell Mr. Treacy to expect her. A woman! A frail!
Take it easy, Treacy. Remember, the unknown will be here any minute.
I forgot about that.
It's really remarkable how that guy has fooled us all these months. And the arrogance of the fella. Writing us notes and telling us what he's going to do before he does it.
And getting away with it, too. That's the rotten part about it. But we'll get him tonight. I promise you that, Callahan.
Yeah, the note he sent to headquarters said 9 o'clock, didn't it?
Yeah, I got a copy of it here. It says, at 9 o'clock tonight, I shall steal the Marahani Diamond. Try to catch me. Cheerio. That's the way the note ends, blast him. Cheerio. Well, we'll cheerio him, all right. If he gets that diamond, he'll have to be a Superman.
I don't see how he can do it myself. It's in the case in that room there. There aren't any windows, and this open door is the only entrance to the room. He'll get that diamond over our dead bodies.
Almost 9 o'clock now, and no sign of him. They say he's prompt, too.
Hey, wait. Yes? Listen. There's someone coming down the corridor.
Stand or I'll fire!
Oh, please don't shoot. I'm Miss Spencer.
The woman from Brownlow's. Well, fan me.
Take it easy.
Oh, thank you for putting that gun down. I'm really quite nervous about guns. Are you Mr. Treacy?
Yeah, I'm Treacy, and I'm not glad to see you.
Oh, thanks for the orchids, Mr. Treacy. I gather you know that I'm Miss Spencer from Brownlow's.
Yeah, I know it. Now, let's get something straight, Miss Spencer. I'm here to catch the unknown, this guy that writes notes to the police, and I'm going to do it. And furthermore, I don't want any dame busting in on the publicity, see?
I know just how you feel, Mr. Treacy. But don't be too hard on me. After all, I can't help being a woman, and I do try to be a good detective.
Well, okay. Just don't get in the way, that's all. And if there's any publicity, keep your face out of it.
Just as you say, Mr. Treacy. I won't... Oh, Mr. Treacy, there's someone in that room with a diamond.
What?
I heard a noise and saw a shadow in there.
Come on, Treacy. It's the unknown.
Wait. Take it easy. If we sneak up on him, we've got more chance of nabbing him. I'll go first.
I'm coming, too.
You better stay here.
No, I'm
not. It's dangerous.
I'm here to help, and I'm going to help, even if I am a woman.
All right. Come on. Quiet now.
Yeah, I've got my gun ready.
Shh. He's in the room. Callahan.
Yes?
When I say the word, switch on the lights.
Right.
Stand where you are and don't move whoever you are.
He don't answer.
All right. Switch on the lights.
Empty.
Not a soul. Blast all women with their crazy notions. Miss Spencer, you... Where is she?
Why, she's not here either.
She was in this room with us a minute ago.
Well, she's gone now. And by Harry, so is the diamond.
What?
Treacy, here's a note.
Read it.
It says, until we meet again, yours, the detective from Brownlow's, huh? Or, get this, Treacy, the unknown. Treacy, she's the unknown.
The unknown, a skirt.
Yes. And it's just 9 o'clock.
Well, you can fan me with a filet mignon.